Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Paige.
I'm Paige. Oh. And headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric.
Oh.
Hope she's okay.
Doing that for old girl that called in and said, if I have a bad day.
Do you know what I just realized?
What?
That the Leo Santa toy drive shows will be December 4th and 5th.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Real soon.
Live from the Bon Secours Wellness Arena.
I want to see my boy, our boy, Bart.
Bart will be there.
Come on, Bart.
He works hard.
We got some videos to catch up on.
I went by and saw Rob Young the other day. He was mentioning it.
Rob. He had all the pops he brought out last year.
I think he's going to do something similar.
He's always got something up his sleeve or in his cool hat. I'll say that. He's always got something in his hat.
Something in his hat, yes.
Yep. Can I ask you a question?
Gorritos.
How does a shoe become untied if you sit down for, at this point, 4 hours?
You have a fat top of your foot.
It's got to be because I'm...
Ghost.
I remember,
what the hell?
I won't say her name, but a girl that I went to middle school with. You remember Jellies? You remember those shoes?
Oh, yeah.
So she was a bigger girl, and the Jellies were these little, looked like they were made out of jelly, these little shoes for like summertime or whatever, and they had holes all through them or whatever. And hers was bubbling up with her skin coming through because she had a fat top of her foot.
Was she a great big fat person?
Mm. Not really, just big boned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a shout out to her boyfriend either. It's just.
Were the jellies the first Crocs? They were like that, right?
You could see through them. Kind of sandals, or
they were
like
sandals,
shoes.
Weren't they?
I'd see girls wearing like dresses to church and stuff too.
I have a clear pair of shoes like that.
Crocs are straight up out of Idiocracy. Like it's like, wow, they predicted that. It must have been an early investor in Crocs was Mike Judge, because come on, how did he nail what those are going to look like?
Oh, yeah, these were kind of, well, they had the ones that were not really cheap looking, but these look like Jesus sandals.
Was he got a javelin in the trunk?
Yeah, and then they had the more formal jellies, I guess you could say.
Yeah, those might have been the ones at church. But you see, they're right there, those ones, how the sides, dude, it looked like her skin was just protruding through it. Like she had really bad moles on her foot. But it was her skin.
What if you got smelly feet? They're gonna come through the feet holes.
The toe hole.
And back then, that was like you didn't want that. Now, the way people have foot fetishes, they'll probably buy them on the spot.
You ever think about do people with foot fetishes go to Goodwill and buy old shoes?
And sniff them?
Probably.
Oh.
I mean, they'll buy them off of people.
Well, that's.
I remember when I worked for a charity.
Those feet smell like.
And somebody else put the shoes in the front. I go, don't put that in the front of the store. Put them in the back.
Save the panties for me.
No, it just, I don't know.
I had a buddy that said
the smell.
If the
you know, we made fun of it, but the way you are with your sanitizer over there, hitting it, there's probably some dude right now who's got a pair of Brogans he bought from Goodwill. He takes a hit of them, everyone. Mm-hmm. Oh man, that's good.
I love this smell.
Hard working feet, man.
Sweaty leather.
I had a buddy that said that like
put that Doc Martin over my nose. I'm taking a hit.
He's like the feet. Wait, he said the feet smelled bad, but that wasn't the worst. So.
Yeah.
If the feet aren't the worst, then you probably should run.
That's true.
Ew.
Yeah.
Then you need bathing.
You got them homemade beads around your neck.
Deodorant.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
Nature's beads.
Oh.
Yeah. That's probably what the Native American accepted for land. It's probably the sweat beads that we would get around our necks.
How lovely. It's the end of an era.
Cannot plant corn, ground too hard.
Did you know that?
It's the beginning of what?
It's the end of an era.
The end of an era.
White guy in black hat, give me hard ground. Cannot plant corn.
The last ever U.S. penny was minted yesterday.
Huh. So, Britain just made a new coin.
Son of bitch in boat.
It was minted in Philadelphia, and President Trump directed the Treasury Department to stop making them because pennies cost more than a penny to produce.
Yeah. It has for like a decade now.
So you know what they're going to do? I don't know if she has this piece or not in the story. They're obviously still going to take pennies, but they're going to round up. So, like taxes or whatever.
To a nickel?
Yeah.
So, they're getting 4-cent taxes on
this. Yeah, so everything's going to cost you a little bit more.
So, are they going to price things that way? So, the 99-cent price will now be like $1.01?
God, yeah. Like,
oh.
How's that going to work?
That's going to mess up Dollar Tree, which already is kind of messed up.
Tax included messes me up. Like, what is the final price?
8%? What is the taxes here?
Depends on what city you're in.
Yeah.
Like, give me the final amount that's going to come out of my billfold instead of making me count taxes.
So you fold your bills?
That's where I got the jug bucks. The jug bucks only come in $3 denominations.
Yeah, yeah.
And a couple twos.
And they glow in the dark.
Is he still in California by chance?
He was texting a little while ago. So
I want to make sure he's not missing.
I would imagine.
Because when the season wraps up, you know, I feel like he gets bored a couple weeks out. Like he's ready to race again, I imagine.
I think it's life on the road. I think you get so used to going around, you know, with that latest picture he sent us was on that private jet. But he may have had to take private because regular flights were not flying.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
They were saying private jets made so much money the last 2 weeks.
I'm sure.
It's like, tell me all this isn't in some kind of parallel kind of like, I'm not going to do it like Trump, but we're going to do this so you guys will be able to take advantage of it. Because politics teaches us, don't let a tragedy go by without monetizing it. That's what JFK said, Roosevelt.
Oh, I did, Donna. Did I?
But still, air traffic controllers, are they paid? I mean,
I think it's going to take a while, right? I mean, they did reopen, so.
Trump told them to come back to work. But then again, I would ask, is there going to be a check?
Yeah, because...
Oh, do they back pay you?
People were calling in sick at airports because they weren't... Would you work if you weren't getting paid? No.
I saw Jesse James Dupree was flying private, too, which he's usually a commercial flyer.
Dude, we got to, like... And I'll say, we got to use him to get Robert Patrick on the show because they're, like, best friends now, and I want to call in that favor.
Marietta Mafia.
Yeah.
He just had a birthday, Robert Patrick.
I want to get him on.
Plus, you know, we talk about Richard, his brother.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
They still love each other. They communicate. A lot to talk about.
Talk about John Chayna.
Yeah. Peacemaker's daddy. Mm. Of course, you know, Terminator 2. He was Doggett, X-Files.
The world of just doing, did he think Cons? We're wasting all our questions now, but like,
I know.
Cons 20 years ago, did you think it was going to be such a funnel of cash?
Could I ride on the back of his bike? Like, would he be cool with it? And you know, like in a straight friend kind of way? Or do I weigh too much? And maybe you could ride on the back.
You would be popping wheelies all the way down the road.
We'd be popping tires like, man, I'm going to piss off the T-1000. He's going to kick me off his bike.
He's going to put on that damn Transformer outfit and fly over there and burn you with his exhaust. I love that. You know what? People talk crap. I enjoy the second season of Peacemaker.
I couldn't get past the orgy scene in the house. Maybe I'll go back and watch it. But when the guy's sitting on the counter with his gimmick. Touching the
thing. You gotta look for the nice boobs in that particular shot. There's some very nice natural breasts that show, but a lot of weenies. A lot of them.
All right, I need to watch
this
show.
They want equality with that. Okay, two nipples equals two dongs. You have to.
Which is funny. I mean, it's going to be funny.
They don't have to make them like porn.
If they're good dongs, I guess.
Put some average guys up there.
She's talking about Vietnamese currency now.
No.
These guys could go to Frankie's Fun Park and hit balls.
If it's embarrassing, like it's hideously ugly, I wouldn't put it in a movie.
Right.
That would be like, do you remember the
Where would you put it?
Do you remember the first person action movie that came out with a few years ago? That's what you could do with that in a movie. Like the camera's focused on that the entire time.
Like Doom?
Yes.
Yes.
But we'll call it a
womb.
Something like
Doomed.
Doog.
Doog.
You don't want
that. Doog. You just hear it doesn't have a voice. You just hear everybody else talking around you. Like you're focused on that the whole time.
Well, how could you not? It's awkward.
Doog.
Like if somebody just had their pants down, you'd be like, are you just going to.
Who are you, Ric Flair?
Put them up.
That's the first thing you're going to look
put
for.
It
somebody.
Away. Put it up.
If somebody walked in here naked, man or woman, the eyes are immediately
right
going.
Right in the gents.
Yeah.
And like. I would say, and why are you here? What are you going
to
do with
like,
this?
For real, the first thing squirrel. Would be to the genitals and then right to the face. Like, do you realize I just looked at your genitals?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to ask him, say, look, like, you know. You obviously didn't mind you walked in here naked.
Right.
Plus, I want to see if it matches the face.
That's true, because...
We're being robbed right now. They're stealing all our clothes.
Just because you look at the shoes doesn't mean it's what you think. You can't assume anything.
Do you think there were...
Like, no.
Or hand size.
Alternative genital designs. When the good Lord was making man and woman.
Like the dude said the other day, his sperm were irregularly shaped.
Yeah, what does that
and
mean?
And I was like, do they come out like stars or squares or circles?
So you have like a mushroom like head the, penis that's like...
Well, know. I think we all do, Paige.
It's like the...
No, but like really... Never mind.
Like the
by the way, there'll be a birthday bash this year. Mushroom head penis will be on the second stage.
They will. Oh, Gates Emmy just bought all the tickets.
He bought the pit.
He bought the entire. He just took it along and rented
Didn't
the arena.
Story Daniel say that
he's going to try to crowd surf on himself.
That the president has like a mushroom penis or something that was bizarre.
Clinton had a banana one, I heard.
Which is strange.
He had pierogies.
Is that true? I love pierogies. They come with cheese. Really there's cheese in the pierogies. We love them.
You guys, it's pepperonis.
Oh, my God.
Pepperoni pierogies. Very tasty.
Get them while they're hot.
Hot. We love them, and we can't eat them cold. They break your tooth. You ever broken a tooth on a pierogies? No. Pierogies? God dang it. I keep mixing them.
You know what? Saying. Eventually, I'm going to forget which is which. Like documentary. Like, I don't know. I say it like Al Sharpton now.
Oh, what's the other one I say? Dang it. It's just
Chipotle.
No.
Kardashian.
Kardashian.
God dang it, I can't remember it. I say it all the time.
Similar.
Similar, yeah, that's the one.
We do that one a lot.
Say that one a lot. Accurate, I've been saying that.
Accurate. Yeah.
I say, wrong with you. I say, F wrong with you. Wrong with you.
What's wrong with that dollar?
All right.
Pace, thank you so much.
Who is you? I like to say, who is you?
I would like to say.
Congregation is not your friend.
What's up to Tommy K listening right now? Hey, Tommy.
Tommy.
Tommy K. He has a, huh?
Is that his real name?
I don't know. I hope he doesn't have a sister named KK. Paige, thank you again. We will take a break.
She's got a hyphenated name.
What was the thing the other day? Remember we were saying from the makers of, we were going to do a janitorial service where we rode horses and wore sheets to people's houses to clean them. It was going to be called the Ku Klux Clean. But what was the other thing we came up with?
The tagline was, the only thing we'll burn in your yard is trash.
That's it. I love it. We're looking for angel investors or devil. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The best.
The best.
The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Either way, a little, as Fatboy just said, he gave a shout out to a P1 that assisted him with that piece of audio. If you have some audio that you think we should play, you can send it to us or tag us in it. Fatboy's at Fatboy 933.
Matman's at O'Maffew. O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
That's right. Tag us on there, and we could be possibly playing your clip on there.
I will tell you that HeelsFan90 kind of set it up nicely in the message. He goes, is this BDA quality? Like, I felt like he knew it was, but
I love that.
You sucked me in with the message.
But sometimes what's fun, yeah, but what's funny to you might, and also we're seeing the video a lot of times that go along with it. So I watch these videos with my eyes closed. It makes no sense, but that's how I have to, the treatment I give it. I have to give a shout out as well. This is for, I don't know that they have a P1 name, but his name is Jesse Little. I think it's a man.
Jesse.
There's like an icon in where the picture should be. So I'm not sure if it's a guy or girl. So I will say they sent me. I don't mean it like that. I just don't know. Is it okay to say they if you don't know?
I mean, it's an indirect pronoun, but still.
Them.
Some people don't use it right when they want to use it for. I mean, it's hard to explain.
Well, they sent me this, and they said, this is going to sound like one of Fatboy's gay porn clips, but no, this is real audio.
HR training.
HR training.
This is real HR training video for the prime rib carver at Old Country Buffet in the 90s on how to make small talk with your customers while they wait for you to cut their prime rib.
Have you tried the lasagna? It's my favorite.
Do that.
Did you catch a game last night? Is it still hot out there? Do you like hot fudge sundaes? All right.
Who's not responding to him?
He's just giving him a
It's like, why are you saying all this weird stuff?
You gotta put more meat on the buffet.
Shut up and cut my meat.
Gross, Paige. That's I'll cut it.
That's code. She's speaking code.
You want a lot of pink.
Here's a, I guess I'll call this guy Old Steve-O.
Old Steve-O.
So I want you to count the bleeps here. He's not trying to cuss maliciously.
Oh, no.
It's just how he talks.
Okay.
Plus, I feel like this is not in the South where this happened, but a very Southern thing just happened to this gentleman that I think you'll be able to tell in the beginning of the clip.
F***ing bad news, everybody. F***ing, I guess Cassie's sick of my shit. Dude, I came home, she f***ing put all my stuff on the f***ing yard and says I gotta f***ing leave, so I don't know if someone could come pick me up, give me a f***ing ride, take my shit to their f***ing pad and f***ing just store it for a couple weeks till I get my f***ing back in order. And, you know, I'll pay you in rent and records. There's f***ing punker shit in there and stereo shit and guitars. And just, you know, hit me up, dude. F***ing trade my drum set or f***ing whatever.
He's got the...
like, whatever.
He's trying to put everything in the yard in the camera view, and he's got so much stuff.
Is that a record?
30, 40, 50, 60, 70. I don't know, but...
I mean, if it's
27,
like, no,
ooh, I was thinking it'd be in the 30s.
We had like 30 something in ours.
Well, the FOF and the other one, but this guy, like, this is how he's in his natural speech pattern.
She got tired of my stuff,
just put it out in the yard and stuff.
And Blake and blah blah blah.
What is, I mean, punker stuff? I got punker stuff in here.
Trade records for it. It's some vinyl.
Misfits.
It does sound like a tooted up Jim Rohn. Rack him,
rack me, bro.
That and then cuts with blade.
It's wanting everybody to store stuff.
P1 old money card said, NMFer had me crying. I couldn't see through the tears to send that to you. 4 laughing crying emojis.
Damn, did you have to pull over to wipe your eyes?
I hope you did. Eyes, he said.
Yeah, eyes.
Christmas is upon us. And in 1986, this product had been out for 3 years. This was Series 3, but this is when it really went mainstream. It was being sold not just in specialty stores. It was being sold in retail stores, even gas stations. The year was 1986, and parents were losing their minds when this came out.
Uncle Sam with his finger up his nose.
The Garbage Pail Kids, a parody on Cabbage Patch Dolls. But parents aren't laughing.
He's sitting there with a button in his lap ready to, or he does, he blows his head off, and when it comes off, it looks like the atomic bomb. It looks communistic. It looks like maybe someone is trying to break the American family.
The bubble gum and cards are made by a Pennsylvania company, but they're being sold locally at 7-Eleven stores and Toys R Us. Parents are banding together to get the product off store shelves. The protest is being organized by parents of children who attend the Daybridge Learning Center in Duncanville. Parents who put their concerns on paper in the form of a petition.
This is a petition that some of the parents have decided that we would like to circulate to try to get the Garbage Patch Kids taken off of the market. They depict violence and destruction of children and by children. It defaces different United States monuments and Uncle Sam.
7-year-old Joe Tucker says the Garbage Pail Kids are popular at his school.
Everybody in my classroom, they've always wanted them.
Duncanville parents will circulate the petition this weekend and take it to local distributors next week. Officials at 7-Eleven and Toys R Us were not available for comment today. Cindy Kirkendall, Channel 5 News.
Thank you, Cindy.
Dude, do that documentary. How they started, because these...
It was Tops, yeah. She said a Pennsylvania company, but it was Tops.
These boxes now, the reissues are going for like, you know, a few $100.
Oh, it's freaking crazy. I saw that at Comic-Con. Like, there was one that... apparently the ones that are really like in bad taste now are the ones where they make fun of like mentally ill people. Like, we don't care about the kid blowing his head off looking like Hiroshima. The one that I saw was this guy sticking his hand through his chin and through his head to make teeth with his fingers.
Oh God.
And it was called Jordan Nuts. Oh. And it was just to make him look like he was insane.
Okay.
And then you had the other one that had a little baby strapped to an atom bomb as she was being dropped out of an airplane, and it was called Dying Dana. Dying Dinah.
Jesus, because atom bomb terrible. Was the one she was talking about, the original one.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this one's called Last of Rust, and his brain is like a cabbage, maybe. I don't know what that's supposed to be, but... Some of these are like the newer ones are Sun Bernie, B-E-R-N-I-E. He's sunburnt.
I need somebody to get me or tell me where I can fly. Hell, I can go to eBay and probably find one. I want one of the metal mats. I want one with my name on it. Metal mat. He's made out of metal. There's nothing like really.
I wonder if there's a fat boy on there.
Oh Lord!
No, I mean,
are you kidding?
So I don't know if they did. They make one of J.D. Vance, or is that something somebody
they
made?
Still, yeah, they still make them. They do GBK on demand now, where they'll make them like out of you know, little situational things.
Oh, this metal Matt one's pretty cool. It's just, I don't know what he's supposed to look like.
I don't either. He's supposed to just become some kind of metal statue. There is Shredded Page. Yeah. Shredded Page. There's Peeping Page, where you're a peep. Oh, my God.
What? Peeping Page?
There's a Pooping Page as well.
Great.
Where you're laying a hot loaf.
Is it spelled correctly?
Hot loaf.
Rhyming something with my name.
Look at Carbon's Pelt Kid.
No.
Well, this one ain't going to be as
Matzo.
This one ain't going to top that because I love Garbage Patch Kids.
Garbage Patch Kids are the best. I like Cabbage Pail Kids.
There's a ripoff of these. It's something else. It's not Garbage Pail. But
yeah, I was trying to think of that too. It was almost like there was GoBots and Transformers. There was some kind of ripoff.
Yeah.
I looked that up.
So this lady is she's playing a prank on her mom. Her mom is, I don't think she's a hypochondriac, but she's not a fan of her daughter always getting sick. So she's got a squirt bottle behind her back, and then she squirts her mom to think that, you know, she sneezed on her. But before that, there was a whole back and forth. Mom's not too tolerant when it comes to people getting sick.
What are you doing, Mom?
Doing the dishes that you never do.
Do we have any tea? Because I don't, my throat's hurting. I don't,
stay the f*** away from me if your throat's hurting. You're always giving me your diseases. Get the f*** away from me.
I just, my throat hurts.
I don't give a f***.
Don't
give
it to me. Motherly advice.
My motherly advice is to stay away from your mother that's 73 years old and has diabetes. I don't need your s***. You're always sharing your s*** with me.
Damn.
Jesus.
Pachoo!
Oh, that, you f***ing sneezed on me, you f***ing bitch.
I can't help
you. Yeah, so give it to me. You can't have anything without giving it to me. And I get sicker
it's
than
just
you.
Just a little sneeze.
It ain't no little sneeze, you f***ing bitch. Get away from me.
God.
She storms out of the kitchen.
God.
Skulls are a flipping bee.
I'm amazed by how some of these older people talk on.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Here.
Guys, break it down.
Live. Doesn't she look like Oprah, that lady there? Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It is time to say
super white.
Hello, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, the 13th. Oh my God, it's Thursday the 13th. Happy birthday,
or suck it!
You do that well.
I'm enthralled by her.
You see his Yelp reviews.
By her cricketing.
I bet.
I don't like the way she crickets, but you know, whatever.
Whatever. Like she's like young Oprah, this lady on TV, Lauren Mack.
I mean, she uses cheap vinyl, but whatever. Whatever works, right?
Cheap vinyl.
Mm. Let's start with this fella right here.
I love
Tash.
Have you, I think I know the answer to this. Have you seen a game since it's been back on NBC?
No.
It is so much.
Is it brighter?
No. Well, I mean, look, the app is better, but the introduction, you know, like the old school movie voice that used to do trailers?
Yes.
They got like that for the game.
In a world.
Yeah.
Where five men become a team and go to battle on the hardwood court.
But they got the guy that used to do it, and he's like, tonight, just the Clippers and the Thunder. And it's like, oh, this is awesome. They really build it up.
I love that. The Bulls started that, well, maybe they didn't start it, but they certainly had that showmanship of just walkout music.
Well, they had the Benny Parsons Project they'd play.
Allen, now you've got LeBron out there coming out, well, not now, but when he was playing, come out there doing his satanic hand gestures. You've seen him. He's satanicking.
He throws the rosin up in the air.
Satanicking.
Yeah. You watch him slow. It almost looks like Nomah, how he used to mess with his
batting gloves over
and over again. It's funny. This gentleman is a former Laker, but he's more so known as one of the main instigators of the malice at the Palace.
Oh, Lord.
When he was a Pacer, he played college for St. John's. Might have changed his name.
Meta World Peace.
Meta World Peace.
He played college for?
St. John's.
Ron Artest.
Those are good teams. You know,
he was drafted by the Bulls, wasn't he?
I think Pacers. Pretty sure it was Pacers. Unless he got traded. I can't remember. Look that up.
I will.
If you would. Played for Mike Jarvis and those teams at St. John's.
Oh, yeah.
What did you say it was?
Eric Barkley, I believe.
I haven't guessed yet.
Ronald Artest.
A rookie in 90s.
Calmed down a lot since he, you know, got older. So,
well, he should speak to AB.
So have all of us.
I'm going to go 51.
48.
Man, I was a little surprised at this. He retired early. Ron Artest is only 46 years old.
That's
made a world
close,
peace.
Sir.
Let's see. You're right about St. John's. I was right. Oh, wow. He played for the Bulls for 3 years before going to the Pacers.
God, I couldn't remember about his Bulls tenure.
Listen to this. Chicago Bulls, Pacers, Kings, Rockets, Lakers, Knicks, and then signed on with the Looper, help me here, Sichuan Blue Whales. It must be overseas. Then he played for the Cantu, C-A-N-T-U. Then he played for the Lakers for 2 years, and now is coaching for the South Bay Lakers?
Must on be the G League.
G League, yeah.
Bounced around.
Damn, he's a coach. Wow.
Yeah. He was always a good defender.
Yeah.
And I can't remember when he did. Do you
always had a nice smile considering he was so angry.
Do you have which Laker team you won the ring with? I think might have been Kobe's.
2010.
Okay,
yeah.
All after they beat the Celtics.
I didn't realize he was such a traveling player.
That 09 team, man. Oh, the Celtics. What a series. Gerard Butler, I don't have music for him. He was the Dracula in Dracula 2000.
Have you seen... So Frankenstein on Netflix is not The Bride that's out in theaters or coming out in theaters, right?
I don't know about that one, but okay. I did see Frankenstein is on Netflix.
I saw that. And then there's the one where...
it's the guy from Saltburn.
I was going to say Benito Mussolini, but that's not his name.
Benito.
Santiago. Benito. Benicio del Toro.
That's
it. Yeah,
he plays Frankenstein, I believe. Anyway.
Mosquito. I didn't want to say that.
Mosquito. Yeah. Tell me again. I'm sorry.
Gerard Butler.
Yeah, 63.
Jared.
I should go higher, I think.
64.
Remember the part in Law Abiding Citizen where he ate the steak and he stabbed the guy with it?
Oh, God. That was brutal.
It was.
What a... That was, I think, better than Falling Down.
Entertaining movie, but very far-fetched. I mean, he's going through a tunnel through the prison to come out and, spoiler alert, you know.
Yeah, also, they totally skirt by the fact they're in a major city and surveillance isn't used to catch him at all, right? I love when they just kind of, it's a little loophole, screw it.
Gerard is 56 years old.
Gosh.
Jimmy Kimmel, I don't have his theme, but I watched his monologue when he talked about his band leader. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize they grew up together and were close friends.
Aww.
His band leader died Tuesday night.
I'm sorry.
And his dad was in the band with him, and his mom came to every show.
Really? Every single show?
Yeah. She was sitting there when he was doing the monologue a couple nights ago.
Huh.
I forgot the guy's name. Dang it. Cleto, was that his name?
I just know the Gilberto or whatever his name is. I don't even know it. You know, the Mexican guy.
Oh, you're talking about Guillermo.
Guillermo. That was close.
Okay.
I don't watch Kimmel enough to know the characters.
I don't watch any late night TV.
I watch it with my back to it.
In protest.
It's not good to watch TV.
I'm down on one knee.
While you're trying to sleep.
Yeah. I'll guess his birthday. 60.
Okay.
59.
61.
Jimmy Kimmel's 58 years old today.
Oh.
Demi Moore.
Nope.
Well, the other one. Is it Heavenly Birthday?
Nope.
Okay.
Those don't get music.
Is it Clay Aiken?
It is not. It is somebody from the movie.
Clay. Oh, yeah, that's good. Brilliant.
Someone from the movie. The dad's dead. Corner.
Whoopi.
It is Whoopi.
Oh, Odame.
Odame.
Odame Brown.
Yeah, I love that movie.
It's not Watch what I do with this penny.
This is not the prick friend who ended up becoming the new district attorney on Law and Order.
I was walking behind her the other day at an airport. Turns out it was Tim Duncan.
It was. It's big height
similar
difference.
Hairs now. It was,
dude, that's...
It's like they just tie it all up in a dread bun or something.
Okay.
Looking like... what's his name? Basquiat?
Oh, what's his nuts?
Yeah.
Why did they never do the treatment ghost too? Odame's dead. She's the ghost.
See, they could have done that where she was dead also and didn't realize she was dead, kind of like Bruce Willis.
Yep. Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Before he grew up to become very difficult to work with.
The kid?
Yeah.
He's Happy Gilmore too, right?
I think he is in that. He had a mouth on him too.
Oh, boy.
Former sexual partner of Ted Danson.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I really wonder if that was real. It felt like he was using her, she was using him, she wasn't into men at all.
He risked a lot. She was doing comic relief at that point or whatever it was. I think she did with Robin Williams on HBO.
She can't be 70 yet. I'm gonna go 67.
66.
Let me stop you there because this is a big one.
70?
70 for Whoopi.
Wow.
I'll always like her. I know she's controversial. But
she's only controversial because that's the role she plays on that show. It's like Paige is the voice of reason on this show. Outside of this show, she's a nut.
Well, she gets her squirrel murdered on the
she
red.
Does.
I did not murder Pooh.
She might later. Wait till about 10 o'clock.
I've murdered with Pooh before.
Speaking of Law and Order, he was...
Your breath away.
Former partner Lenny Briscoe. He's also Mr. Big.
Oh.
Give me the initials, I'll guess.
Chris Noth.
Yep.
Chris what?
Noth.
Chris Noth.
She got it?
Chris
Mr. Big.
What was that just in relation to his size? Was that what it was?
Was that the bit?
No.
I've not seen that show.
Why'd they call him Mr. Big? Is it short for Big Time Know-It-All?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh.
She always loved
him. I should have called him Big Time Know-It-All.
Mr. Big Time Know-It-All.
I do know he died in the reboot. He had a heart attack.
While doing it?
I think he was exercising.
Oh,
boo. They canceled that thing.
No, they just, it ran its course.
Did you watch Sex and the City or Sex in the City?
I watched every single one of those. Sex in the City, the movies.
Because I remember it was called Sex and the Berenstain Bears.
Berenstain.
I've never heard of that.
And Nelson Mandela hosted.
Oh, okay.
While
he was in prison?
Yep. Okay.
72.
73. He is 71 years old.
Oh.
We only got one happy heavenly birthday, and it was Gary Marshall.
Ah!
Would have been 91
Known
years old.
Known for some
old.
Of your favorite television shows.
Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Mork and Mindy.
Jamil Schmazel.
Butt Stuff
Incorporated.
Odd Couple.
Hoffenstoffen.
Yeah, whatever.
Dick Van Dyke.
He did not.
Pretty Woman, Princess Diaries.
Oh,
you're thinking
woman.
Of Cynthia Cooper Dyke.
And his sister is no longer with us as well. Penny.
Laverne. No. There's Shamil and Shmozzlin in heaven, Paige.
Yeah, exactly.
God, can you
that
find
milk and honey.
Do they have Laverne and Shirley or Mork and Mindy on repeats? Like, I don't know where you'd get them.
probably on
Tubi
or Pluto, one of them. Yeah.
I don't want to sit through a weird format and like a bunch of ads.
Tell you a little thing. Pluto, we often have talked about the episode of Different Strokes where Arnold is touched by the bicycle shop.
That was Gordon Jump.
That two-part series is on Pluto. That really? You can't find it on Peacock. And it's on there. So go watch it before they realize it and pull it.
Okay, they won't delete certain, like, you know, words or references, but they won't show that episode at all?
They won't show, certain episodes of SNL, too.
Oh, yeah.
Hope the Milton Berle episode. No one has seen it, except for the live studio audience. God. Which is crazy.
Uncle Milton.
What did he do that was so controversial?
I can't even tell you right now, Paige.
He had a habit of exposing himself. Evidently, he was blessed.
Wow.
Apparently like a horse, they say. And I don't mean he peed real fast. Like a Russian one. I mean, he was...
He didn't take a dump in the middle of the street.
That's he would have
Oh, my God.
He doesn't walk around with corn stuck in his teeth. He's not saying that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He doesn't smell like hell. That's not what he's saying.
No. He doesn't let you ride his back, even reverse style.
Nope. That's not what he's saying.
I heard somebody the other day at freaking Tractor Supply talking about horseback riding. And I'm like...
You got to balance with the horse, right?
But... What other part of the horse would you ride? Horse neck riding? Horse leg riding? You're horse riding. Horse back riding. Where else are you going to ride it? That's stupid. Waste of word.
Called. You know some movies where they flip up under it and you ride his belly?
Do you bicycle seat ride?
When you don't put a saddle on it, you're bareback riding.
That's called raw dogging, Paige.
That's why you got to hang on to his neck.
You got
to
wear a... What did we learn from the Mexican word for rubbers today? Garritos.
Garritos.
Garritos means little hat.
But what if it's a big hat?
Ah.
Is it mucho garrito? Mucho garrito, hermano.
I don't have a lot. I got enchilada. Tomorrow.
You don't have an enchilada. You got an enchilada.
You know, what are we? two weeks away from Thanksgiving. Hi. Happy Thanksgiving.
Not and to the day.
This guy right here is not looking forward to Thanksgiving, is he, Fat Boy?
Oh, hell no, he's not.
He is not looking forward to this at all.
Some fat bitches in my family want to talk about how, it looks like you're gaining some weight. Well, no f***ing shit. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror naked? I don't give a f*** about what you think.
Oh.
Well, some hard words right there. So he's looking forward to Thanksgiving.
That's nice.
You ever looked in the mirror naked?
Yeah. Not throwed
this
up all over?
I did.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. That's why you're late. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. I would stay there all day, Paige. I would be zooming in if I was in front of
getting
your
that squirrel
mirror.
Murdered.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you. She's talking about a real squirrel, not hers. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America.
Poor
apologize
Phil.
For our last joke. It is good. Thank you.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Here it comes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing.
your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.